This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, the globalists are trying to kill America, but if Trump and all of us are successful, I'll have to retire all these liners that I've had for many years because there's a civil war going on. We're retaking the country. Craig, we know the police have said it's impossible he acted alone. The sheriff's department, we're looking at radicalization. They're giving us clues, but then they're being pressured to say, oh, but the, you know, there was ballistics written on this note. He's got 22 guns. Is there ballistics? He just do a range. I'm not a sniper like you, top sniper, but, you know, do the range finder, have it set to your firearm 400, 500 yards away. I mean, that seems like zero in at 400 yards, and then just raise up higher if you're going to go higher than that. He was mainly shooting at the, you know, one corner of the stage. What do you make of that? Because it appears, I mean, we've got multiple shooters. The evidence is showing, we're not 100%, but like 95%. Then why the cover-up?
Well, that's what leads me back to the bigger picture. Why there would need to be no manipulation and pressure put on local law enforcement and the sheriff's department by the feds if there were not a narrative that they were desperate to hide. If it were just the truth, they would encourage the locals just to stay quiet about the case and so that they could make their prosecutions on a federal level. But to ask them to change the facts and not to tell certain things and to mislead people, then that leads me to believe, that there's something crooked going on. And look, I mean, I served under David Knowlton there in Las Vegas as a federal agent. I don't trust that man as far as I can throw him. He's one of the top dogs at the FBI before they got rid of him, and he came to the Air Marshal Service, and then eventually Air Marshal Service got rid of him. And that guy, if he's any indication of what the FBI is about these days, then that agency's hurting in a shattered shell of what they once were.
Well, we know they chopped it full of all these Obama and Soros operatives. That's on record. And since you mentioned things like anomalies, they told us over and over again. I mean, there's so many points to this. And if he was just popping in my ear a minute ago, what was the point you were making? There it is, valet. I mean, there's so many anomalies here. Valet, entries proved paddock, checked in 3 days before date given. We got the receipt showing he had a woman in there. Days before, later, the next day, the sheriff's department admitted that. I mean, there's so many anomalies. I try to think of them all, Craig. It gives me a headache. We're being lied to.
Well, I've been busy with Vets for Child Rescue and the work that we're doing, Alex, so I haven't heard everything that's out there on this Vegas case. But one of the things that I think I should have heard but have not through a lot of these studies is the valet. You said the word valet. Well, whenever I go to check into a Vegas hotel, there's always, you know, valet there. They've got the big cart, and if you've got, you know, two or three people checking in, there's two carts, and they'll stack all your luggage and take them up a back elevator that nobody sees and bring them right to your room and put them down. And I would look for that. I'm not necessarily convinced that Paddock would have shuttled his own baggage. I mean, he could have broken these weapons down and had them in regular suitcases, and the valet would have taken them straight to his room for him. So that's something I'm surprised I haven't heard somebody else mention, because that's generally how it works.
Well, they've not denied this, and Homeland Security raided the hotel again Friday. People aren't even knowing that, but I have that from sources. I mean, they raided it. We're getting in their computers and things. So who knows what's going on? Then you've got the whole hotel it being huge Soros donors and giving to the Arab Spring and giving to the Muslim Brotherhood. That's all confirmed. They told employees.
That's a big factor, Alex. And that's, man, shame on us if we're not digging into that one big time. If the owner of that hotel is given to the radicals and giving to the anti-Americans, and there's a lot of money flow behind this arms deal and the arrangements, man, that's huge. That's huge. It's a big indicating factor and must be followed up on big time.
Well, Craig, as soon as you're done the next few days, the work you're doing at TacticalInsider.com and BestForChildRescue.org, please come back on. Let's do a big breakdown of the latest on the war on pedophiles that's expanding. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on once again.
Thank you. That's a great guy right there. Federal forensic expert in federal court. I mean, that's a top guy to get on about this. And he says, stinks to high heaven, folks.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's funny how synchronicity, or is it serendipity, works. There's big breaking Stanley Kubrick news today. It's up on DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com. It's out of the Daily Beast. Stanley Kubrick's right-hand man speaks, the personal toll of working with a genius. Then it's a very flattering interview. Julian Davis is a big actress and dancer and out in Hollywood in hundreds of films. I'm not going to get into her whole bio. But she was in Stanley Kubrick's Eyes Wide Shut, and she's the lady in the satanic ritual who they kill. And then later he's got to go look at her dead body, that is Tom Cruise does. And so I was walking along a few weeks ago here in the morning when David Knight's on, weekdays, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I say, wow, what's that Stanley Kubrick news I see, and who's that lady? And I recognize her. I said, is that the lady they kill in the movie? And they said, yeah, yeah. So I was like, wow. So I wanted to get her on. Because I don't want to break with confidence of what Vivian Kubrick, who was to a great extent one of Stanley Kubrick's proteges, was, you know, his favorite daughter, that's admitted. I didn't just believe the stuff she told me. She came to one of my events in Dallas 4 years ago and just told me just for days. Just, it was wild stuff. But she was pretty smart, too. She had some insights into my own life that nobody else had. So she's definitely a tuned-in lady. And she told me the secrets of Stanley Kubrick, which you could definitely write a book about. But I'm not going to because it was done in confidence. But if we get this from somebody else, maybe she's got clues or maybe she's got pieces. But just as we see in the news, all the occultism and now things like Eyes Wide Shut being done officially at big parties and fashion shows inside Catholic churches in London. What is going on? But what was it like? Here's the big question. To be in Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and, of course, his wife, Nicole Kidman. And then I remember from – I wasn't a big Hollywood guy at the time, but I miss people in Hollywood. They said, oh, my gosh, Kubrick doesn't want 24 minutes cut. He's throwing fits. He has final cut. He says no. So contractually, they couldn't cut it even though he'd gone over budget. And then they cut the time, and he had a heart attack and died. So the question is, was he killed? We're blurring this out so folks don't see the full nudity. But Julian Davis, that's J-U-L-I-E-N-N-E Davis, juliendavis.com is her website. So instead of me babbling over this whole history, I mean, imagine you've got some treasure troves of knowledge. There was great controversy surrounding this film and what was in those 24 minutes. So start wherever you'd like. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for having me. You know, really, when I shot the film, they didn't tell me any information at all. We were really clueless. I hate to tell you that. And I don't want to throw a big wet blanket on the theory that something happened to him that was nefarious. But honest to God, he was not a young 70. And so maybe the stress of finally finishing the edit or whatever, his body just went, I'm done, you know?
Well, he would totally commit to stuff, like, as you said, 24 hours a day, somebody's not sleeping, not even using drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, not even using drugs to do it.
We were working very late nights. We started our hours, especially during those whole ritual scenes, the hours we started at 2 p.m. and would break at 2:30 in the morning, sometimes 3.
Well, did you ever talk to Kubrick when you were on the set about why?
Oh, I talked to plenty, all the time. Smart man. Didn't like to talk about himself too much. Didn't like to talk about his projects, except for he did talk about AI. He was very excited about AI. So I was...
Because he was going to make that movie next.
Yes, he was. And I remember him talking to me about it because, well, I'm from a kind of computer background. Not me, but my family. And he started talking about it, and I said, Stanley, you haven't even finished, you know, filming this film, let alone editing, so... But, yeah, he was very excited about it. It was a shame because it would have been an entirely different and, in my opinion, better film had he done it.
Did you hear on the set or later about the controversy of why they cut 24 minutes?
Well, sure. One of the reasons they cut that time is that they thought that was a little bit too salacious for American markets. So there is a longer version for Europe, but... And, you know,
oh, my gosh, I need to see that immediately.
Oh.
Because I've been invited to these things, you know, below the caves there in England. But I've never gone to those, so I guess I should see what I've missed, though.
There's just more, you know, more sex scenes, really. Scenes that I wasn't, quote, action of the orgy scenes I wasn't involved with.
Did you ever ask where he got the idea for this?
No. In fact,
I know all about it, but I can't tell you.
Okay, so it was very, very secretive. And, you know, when I booked that film, I was a nobody. So he wasn't going to divulge that information to me. I'm sure Tom knew what was going on. But, you know, even Tom was a bit close-lipped in that respect. They didn't really talk about the film. They didn't talk about the story. I mean, since that time, you know, I know that there are Eyes Wide Shut parties going on all over the world. Parties that I have not gone to. I'm not into that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, they got the original Hellfire Club at one of the two big British famous universities. And then even if you don't go to the university, you get invited to go down to the caves and do it. But there's Vivian Kubrick when she just popped up. I checked her out. It was Vivian Kubrick did the music for Apocalypse Now. I mean, not Apocalypse Now, for Full Metal Jacket, you name it. And then there she was telling me all this wild stuff. It was pretty crazy.
I would love to hear it, but I can understand if you can't share.
Well, no, I mean, it's off record. You know, that's the problem is people want to tell you stuff. And then it's off record, and you can't tell people.
Well, you know, there is a lot of dark stuff going on. I mean, I'm not one to entertain conspiracy theories all the time, but with all conspiracy theory, I tend to think there's some truth in it. So I'm just going to keep it over here and keep it in mind and just see what else transpires. But there's a lot of dark stuff going on. You know, I'm sure you've touched on it, the pedophile rings and Satanism and all that stuff. And obviously there's elements of that in this film. You know, for me personally, I haven't wanted to kind of delve too heavily into that stuff just because it does creep me out. I really don't want to be...
Well, that's my next question, because I didn't work with the crew on this. I'm about to see it in my pants, just real interviews. I saw you on Night Show. How did you get on there? What is your political view? How is one of the stars, I mean, you get killed in the movie, it's pretty important, pivotal part. How are you now out talking? This is awesome.
Oh, you mean about conservatism and things like that?
Yes, your political views, which would get you ostracized, obviously.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, I started off last year, somebody approached me about writing for Heat Street magazine and writing about some of my experiences for Eyes Wide Shut. And one article turned into two articles, turned into 10 articles, turned into 20 articles, etc. Unfortunately, Heat Street closed. And one of the editors went over to Fox And I thought, you know, I'm really enjoying writing. And I'm enjoying finally coming clean about how I felt, how I feel about conservatism, what's happening in the world today. And so I went to Fox, wrote this article, blew up in the press, had no idea. I mean, I figured it was just going to be, you know, just one of many articles in the op-ed section. Yeah, it just blew up. I'm happy it did, though. I think that the issues that I've been discussing and what I believe to be true is something that everybody should be discussing. We need to figure out a way to change the path that the world is going down. I think we're going
and
down.
There's a big shift happening, because for me, it's not even about conservative or liberal, but I get to be separated. You say conservative. It's just like I'm not in this big Hollywood cult, you know, with the Weinsteins and everything else. It's all coming down. I like common sense. So let's talk about where you see all this going straight ahead. And maybe I'll tell folks, I don't want to give up any confidence. I'll tell you a little bit about the secret behind Eyes Wide Shut. Just a little bit.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Space-time continuum. Some can see, others can't.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I mean, I'll tell you. I didn't used to chase Hollywood around, but sometimes I'd be involved with it because I'd be on national television shows. Speak of the devil, I was out once in L.A., then once in Vegas. And I was with a major director for dinner, wanted to go to dinner with me, and he said, you know, the Hellfire Club that Benjamin Franklin went to is real, and you're going to get an invite to this major university in England, and if you want to join us, you should just go, be part of the event, it's down in these caves, you'll have a good time. And I said, well, what's it like? It was kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. And I said, no. And so if you want to get a little inside baseball, that's what goes on. He told me the invitation was coming. Months later, the invitation to the major university, one of the most famous in the world, showed up at the office. I mean, I'll just say it. He said, Oxford is going to invite you, but then that's just the invite. The speech to the faculty of Oxford. It wasn't just speak at Oxford. It was speak to Oxford. And I remember Nico Acosta, just like Gandhi spoke there and Martin Luther King and all this. He said, this is actually to the faculty. You're not going to do it. I said, no, I'm not doing it because that's not what it is. Because I've already been told you're going to be given this offer. And at the time, it's a major director. Okay, maybe this person's messing with me. But then the creepiness of it. You know, the whole deal of, like, join these people. What the hell are they involved in? So we have a Hollywood actress, dancer joining us, Julianne Davis. And she was in Eyes Wide Shut. She gets sacrificed in Eyes Wide Shut. I know they cut 24 minutes out of the film. Now she probably signed a non-disclosure about what was in. I'll have her back for a full hour soon. Now she's a syndicated columnist doing a great job going through the intimidation of being a patriot, a conservative, and being more successful. I think that's the story here for what I got from her. But this is the time we have left here. You've heard my little story. But the bottom line on Kubrick was he was not an insider. I'll give the big secret out. He was, but without getting any details, he was dialed into the ether of what they were doing so they could see him, he could see them, and that was why he had to hide out in England and was so tortured and freaked out, was because whether it was 2001 Space Odyssey or whether it was, you know, any of these big films, he was being given the archetypes, not them, and they were very, very jealous of it. And that's, I'm not going to get into the whole story. I never give up sources, but this is behind-the-scenes stuff I've seen to say for safety, quite frankly, that he, like the CIA came, and I already read this before, but I was told that the CIA came to him and said, how do you know about Plan R? And how do you know about the decoders on the B-52s? And how do you know about the nuke attacks? And he had to tell him, I just had a dream about it. So, okay, I'm giving some big secrets out here, and I'm planning to write a big book about it, but we got 6 minutes left. Thank you for joining us. I'll be coming for a full hour in the near future. What is your big brain trust on just this whole crazy world we're living in?
I think it was funny during the break you mentioned the New World Order. I think that's absolutely real. And it's very interesting that the resist movement, what are they resisting? They're part of it. They're part of the establishment. They're part of the New World Order. We, on the other side, we are the true rebels. We are the resistance. I think it's insane what's happening today. I think we need to fight against it. I think we need to do everything we can to continue to fight against it. We need to keep our guns. We need to, I feel like America is the world's last great hope against this. And if we don't make sure that the New World Order, if we allow them to take control, we're going to be in big trouble. Big trouble. So, have you, in fact, I'm just changing the subject really quickly. Have you seen the Gotthard Tunnel opening ceremony in Switzerland? Have you seen that?
No, say it again. I heard about it.
Oh, go and watch it. It is a full Satanist show. Go and watch it. And when you see that, you look at all of these things. You look at that. You look at these Eyes Wide Shut parties, the New World Order, the pedophile rings, all this stuff. You think, there's something really funny going on here.
Well, I'll just say this. They did come after Stanley Kubrick for what he was doing. And they wanted to know how he knew. And he didn't even know. He just said, I just have this idea, and this is it. And why are they so angry? It was like he was just dialed into what was going on.
Stanley's a very smart man, very smart man. And he read a lot. He researched a ton. And whether he was out and about, which he wasn't very much, he mostly was at his home.
Very reclusive.
Yes. But he had a lot of people out there doing things for him, seeing things for him, being his eyes and ears. Yeah.
Well, I hope you'll come back for a full hour with us soon, because I'm really excited about the work you're doing. And I've read some of your articles as well, but did I get it wrong? Like, you came out with your conservatism out of the closet,
yeah,
and then you were more successful by doing so.
Well, I wasn't more successful in Hollywood. I've definitely gotten some attention amongst conservative press. And I've been dissed by Bill Maher, so that's something. you know, the way I look at my career in Hollywood, most of the stuff that I do is independent, and I could afford to speak up because I'm not ensconced with a network or a big studio right now. And I wish others would, but I understand why they don't, because, you know, their paycheck.
But the NFL's down 31% this year, 50%+ the last 3 years, another 20% on there, and it's accelerating, and Hollywood's falling apart. I mean, don't they get that they're destroying the golden goose?
They don't understand because they're in their little bubble, and, you know, when you're in Hollywood circles, they assume that you feel exactly the same way they do. And so they'll say things where they just expect you to go, oh, yeah, totally agree. Meanwhile, those of us who are conservative, whether we're in the closet or not, usually go, You know,
does a conservative, to me, it just means common sense. Because I'm not against anybody because they're liberal. I just want common sense that always worked, you know. Did you hear about California legalizing, it's like a misdemeanor now, putting HIV into the blood supply and giving people AIDS? Did you hear that?
No. No, I didn't.
It sounds insane. I've got the LA Times here, just like it's totally normal. That's a whole other discussion for us to have. Here it is. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Friday that lowers from a felony to misdemeanor the crime of knowingly exposing a sexual partner with HIV without disclosing the infection. The measure also applies to those who give blood without telling the blood bank that they are HIV positive. That's LA Times.
Wow. Looks like I'm going to be donating blood to keep for myself just in case. That's pretty...
You know, you've got to come back to get more into Eyes Wide Shut here in the future. But just was there? I mean, like, you get killed in the movie. Did they? Was there another scene they cut? How you got killed?
No. And I remember talking to Todd Field about this. Todd and I both agreed that we didn't. You know, in the film it says basically that I had an OD, but Todd and I both agreed I was killed, and so was he. Never got back home to his family after playing that keyboard. So, yeah, but no, I mean, I obviously Tom and Nicole were privy to the entire script, but I was just a little minion at the time, so I was not privy to that information. I wish I could tell you more.
Well, promise us, because we're really impressed with what you're doing, that you'll join us again.
I would love to. I'd love to. I'd love to talk more about everything.
Well, please come back. Thank you so much.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We are Roger ready. You realize that? Roger means ready. Roger means I get it. Talking to Roger Stone here in a minute. You know, I called him up this morning and I said, you've got to come on. Because it isn't about Corker saying he's not going to run again. It's not about this loser. It's about the anatomy of media deception. Because I know the whole backstory of Corker, not just from Roger Stone, but from others. I mean, what a nasty, dirty creature. And the fact that you have this big Judge Roy Moore win in Alabama and Corker running for the hills, and then CNN puts out a story that, oh, Trump claimed that Corker begged for endorsement, as false sources say. They just turn everything upside down. So it's not about Corker. It's about illustrating with this example how they manipulate every story they engage in. We'll talk to Roger Stone here in a moment. First off, we've got five different specials that are going to end tomorrow. We're going to have to end them. We've got Caveman with a concentrated, super high-quality bone broth, so good for your joints, your bones, everything, with the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the turmeric concentrate, totally organic, and it's just got five or six other superfoods in it. It's got the organic alfalfa powder protein. I mean, it's just amazing. Next, we're talking, like, in my experience, 10 times better than pure whey. We sell high-quality whey from a big national brand. We private label and sell for $5 to $10 less than what they sell in stores. So our whey is good as well. But Caveman on chocolate and strawberry, that's going to have to end in the next few days because I'm running low on supplies. It may be till December that we get more. So Caveman available now, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, the new big special that I was going to run for 2 weeks may end this week because they're flying off the shelves, been sold out for 2 months. Brain Force, that I know Roger loves, took the top nootropics of the country, combined them together, got organic sources, cut the price by half. Other leading brands are $60. We normally sell it for, $35. It's $19.95 right now. It's normally like $40, but we discount it, 10, 15%. But right now it's 50% off InfoWarsLife.com, but it could end at any day because folks are loving it, and that's the great part. The problem is we got to sell a lot of it to make money to fund our operation. Because if you sign up for AutoShip, little secret, that's an additional 10% off. If you sign up for AutoShip, something you want to reship, so you don't forget and support the broadcast, get products you want and love, it's basically a loss leader at that. And we have free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or, of course, by calling 888-253-3139. Now, let me say this. Everyone knows, has been watching for a long time, that my pole star, my North Star, is the truth. It's more important than myself, my children, anything else. Because if there's not truth, they have no future anyways. The truth's number one. So when we're in trouble, I'll tell you we're in trouble. When we're winning, I'm going to tell you we're winning. Okay? Trump's a manifestation of the awakening. But the economy's up, 3.1% growth rate. Hundreds of billions of dollars in new jobs. The globalists are panicking. The Democratic Party is a mentally ill elite party that no one listens to. The Republican Party is getting rounded in every special election, state and local. The Democrats have lost every election in the last 9 months since the election of Trump. I mean, this is a ultra-dominant domination. That said, we've got to maintain true to our cause, but also understand their insanity is intensifying to take every fact and invert it. So you basically take anything they do, turn it upside down, you're getting a clear picture. So that's kind of the decoder wheel here we're engaged in. But again, Corker is a loser. Corker is resigning because of corruption investigations that we're going to break here. I've known about for a year. Before Trump even got elected, I got it from other sources. I asked Stone about it 6 months ago. He said, yeah, Stone has the whole nine yards of Corker's literal beyond brown nosing. I mean, we're talking supplication to Trump. And it just illustrates how pathetic they are that they even take these losers that are failing, who are having to resign and step down because they know the big sweep's coming. You got Eric Prince, who is a patriot, folks, anti-globalist patriot. They're getting ready to run out and out west. So joining us is Roger Stone in this segment and the next to break it all down. But again, Corker isn't worth this discussion. It's CNN saying Corker spurned Trump. Trump's a loser. No, Corker gave up. Corker's running around with his tail behind his legs. Corker is a joke. Corker's gone. It just shows the inversion of reality they engage in. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. Of all the guys, mainstream media, to seek to now deify as some kind of truth teller, Robert Corker. I mean, you may recall that Corker appeared at Trump Tower during the time that Donald Trump was openly looking at running things. And Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, Mike Pence, and so on, of course, Corker told the media that he'd been summoned to Trump Tower like it was an audition, when in fact Corker invited himself, had reached out to the presumptive nominee and asked to meet with him. At the end of the meeting, which was really inconclusive and had no point, Trump said, now, Bob, if you want to go downstairs and tell them that you're under consideration, I understand. Of course, you understand you're not. Of course, Corker went down and hinted that he was on the short list. Many people think this was an effort, Alex, to stave off the FBI, who were looking into a REIT-based, a real estate investor trust based in Corker's hometown of Chattanooga, where there had been unusual billing practices and dozens of lucrative stock trades.
Sure, it's well known the Democrats want weak Republicans that are compromised. They let them be corrupt, just like Mueller's corrupt, if they play along. And Corker is another literal turd about to be flushed out of the toilet bowl.
Well, he and Senator Mark Warner had been making a fortune in a hedge fund where they were essentially shorting the housing market using privileged information that they could obtain as a senator. It's extraordinary, and there are many, many other avenues here, Wells Fargo kickbacks and other matters. This guy, you're exactly right. He retreated under investigation, under heavy pressure.
And then the CNN recycles him like he rebuffed Trump. He's a loser, not running again, destroyed by the Breitbart, InfoWars, Trump revolution. And then their viewers are reading this like, oh, look, Corker doesn't like Trump. What do you think of Blackwater founder Prince Wang's Senate run right now?
Well, I tell you, losing a crook like Robert Corker, a man who makes LBJ and the Senate look honest, for a man of the integrity and quality of Eric Prince would be like day and night. I mean, he is a patriot, a guy who puts his money where his mouth is, a central player in the Trump upset, falsely accused of colluding with the Russians, completely false, bogus, just like all the other false accusations.
Can he win in Wyoming against that neocon he's getting ready to run against? I mean, that guy's like a Democrat out there.
It's a small state, and it will be uphill, but Eric Prince is not a man who is afraid of a challenge. Right now, you see in the Roy Moore victory in Louisiana over the swamp creature Luther Strange, it doesn't matter. The money doesn't matter. I mean, Strange spent $10 million of Mitch McConnell's money, $10 million. To lose. Roy Moore spent less than $2 million.
I thought it was like $30 million, the media said.
Well, if you include all the super PACs and so on, the big boys, all the special interests, the NRA, everybody was weighing in. Now, the irony of that is that gun owners in Alabama knew that Luther Strange, as attorney general, had been pretty much a gun grabber.
Sure. So here's the facts. We all have the internet now. We're checking into candidates. That's the end of these guys claiming they're conservative or libertarian that aren't. So what are they going to do as every establishment candidate, Democrat and Republican, falls? They are in complete panic mode. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a devastating victory worldwide. Now, it doesn't mean that there isn't big battles coming up, but I want you to know, we are the heart of victory. We are the heart of 1776. And all of you, no matter what color your skin is or where you came from, if you love liberty, you are 1776. You are the resistance.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
So, metaphysically, God is parting the Red Sea. The Red Sea being parted isn't a way out of Babylon or out of Egypt. It's parting those that buy into mainstream media and those that buy into common sense. Jerry Brown signed a bill on Friday where you can give blood that has HIV, you name it, in it, and you get like a $50 parking ticket, and you give somebody AIDS, HIV causes AIDS, and you don't get in trouble. You've got the Weinstein controversy. You've got the bowing at the NFL. You've got Pence leaving. You've got the NFL 31% down in viewers this year. I looked it up because I remember the number. They were down 20% last year. That's 51%. I mean, when you're losing 51% of your viewers in 2 years, that's beyond catastrophic. But they don't care. They're just suicidal. And then just, I got a clip. I don't have time to play it. I'll play it tomorrow during the weekday show. I mean, it's of Stelter, who looks like the joke of a Humpty Dumpty trying to act manly. I mean, he's so, he makes me sad he's so pathetic. I mean, I'm serious. He's got a power over me. He's so weak. Going, Trump's horrible, throwing people packages of paper towels. Trump's just having fun and saying he is. And they just sit there and all act like, oh, we're powerful, when they have no viewers and they're a joke. It's like they're only there to be disruptive. Why am I even covering them? That's why I haven't even covered yet. 5 nights a week, they got a show called The Opposition where they claim they're me and sell this crap. It's like they are done, folks. They're still disruptive. They're still dangerous. They still could go fund some guy that will kill people in Las Vegas. But I don't think they have any more power. But what will their death rattle, their death throes be like, Roger Stone? His phone just dropped. You got to love cell phones. He couldn't make a Skype work tonight, which is a congenital issue with Roger Skype. But we'll get his take on that as soon as he can. But seriously, I mean, the globalists want you to have HIV in the blood if you have a car wreck. They want to have sex with you and give you HIV because that then you are now in the same club. It's like, we're miserable. We're going to make you miserable. It's like, what? And they always just attach, well, it's for the children. Roger Stone, what do you make of all this? What do you make of the suicide of the Democratic Party, the suicide of the Republican Party, and just their desperate attempt? Like, their rear guard action is Humpty Dumpty Brian Stelter, who is the most saddening comedy you've ever seen, trying to act powerful, male, and authoritative. I mean, is this CNN's idea of a joke?
Well, look, it is politically correct. And you have what is getting to be near hysteria on the intellectual media left about their inability to destabilize and dislodge Donald Trump. The more he does, the better he does, the more they hate it. There's no compromise in the fact that they're egging Robert Mueller on to a upcoming Mueller deep state coup. You saw James Clapper out yesterday saying that if Manafort testifies, Trump will have to resign.
This oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I should have you on about this. This is the biggest news. Sorry. Ken Starr, you've talked to Manafort last week, 5 days ago. Ken Starr says the indictments are coming. So that's big news. They're going to try indictments. Of who? What does this signify?
There's no question that they've weaponized the Justice Department, our own Justice Department, ironically, in what I'm convinced is a coming coup. We predicted it here at InfoWars now for months, and we will be proven out. This is not paranoia. And my fear, of course, is that the generals will walk our president, our king, to the gallows. I mean,
because they're a bunch of sellouts. I agree. And we have to understand, folks, we've gotten here because America breeds cowards now and people that go with MSM. If you believe in MSM, it's a tiny, small group of viewers. It's not reality, but there's these mental patients that want to be somebody, and they keep buying into it. Trump's somebody because he's not part of it. You're somebody. I'm somebody. Roger's somebody. Matt Drudge is somebody because we built our own thing, like America. And it's just like, good God. Good God, do you not see the traitorous garbage we're dealing with?
Well, and just the torrent of hate that is tossed our way. When we simply try to express our own First Amendment.
It only encourages me, Roger.
Well, I'm undaunted. Look, I'm right now, Alex, I am rolling down 95 headed south to have dinner with our fellow revolutionary Milo so we can begin plotting the next move against the globalists.
So should we name you as a ship the Americana Dauntless?
Well, I don't know that I deserve the name of a ship, although my favorite name of a ship is the USS Ronald Reagan, which right now seems to be moving into place very near North Korea, and for what I think is a...
Well, that's my next issue. What do you think Trump's comment about the calm before the storm is with the U.S. attack forces moving into place?
That's exactly what I think it is. I think the rocket man has exhausted the big man's patience. I think the orange man is about to take the rocket man out.
And that's why the Democrats are crapping their pants, because they want to supplicate before communism. They want to worship it. They wanted to give the nukes, give the missiles to it, and then set it up and then think America would capitulate in its face as a chess piece for China. It didn't happen.
Well, and here I think is the dirty little secret is that Trump has very skillfully clove the Chinese off from their North Korean communist brothers. I think they're working with us, not with them. They're going to stand aside while we take out the little rocket man. That's Trump diplomacy, something Barack Obama could never accomplish in 8 years of trying to get their assistance.
Wow, so you're saying the word is the calm before the storm. Trump is getting ready to hit North Korea after they threaten to nuke the U.S. Because I have all these leftist friends, and Ron Paul's a great guy. I know you helped his campaign. And I got Ron Paul, and I'm like, look, I don't want war, and I didn't agree with all these other wars, but North Korea is threatening to nuke us, and they are doing all this stuff, and you know, we gave them the weapons, and it's very provocative to shoot missiles over Japan. He's like, oh, you're a neocon. You want war. They don't have nukes. Yes, they do have nukes.
Well, look, I think Ron Paul is a patriot, and I generally agree with him that a strong national defense is greatly superior to this neocon wandering around the globe looking for expensive and deadly trouble. It's none of our business. He's not wrong, but he does also have to recognize the difference between being a libertarian and a pacifist. There are some very bad people out there who don't wish us well. ISIS is a leftover thread from neocon disasters.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Iran says they'll preemptively attack us now. But my point is, just because our government has problems doesn't mean every other government's an angel. It's like this narcissistic or borderline personality thing where either America's good or they're bad. No. How about North Korea is a blood-sucking, evil, communist country? I don't want war with them. But the guy is so belligerent. What is his problem, Roger?
He's the one who keeps threatening to nuke us, not the other way around. I mean, he's the provocateur here. I understand why we don't belong in Afghanistan. I understand why we don't belong in Iraq, because there were no real...
Exactly, but just because America has problems doesn't mean North... So you're saying from your intel, I mean, Trump's already said it, calm before the storm, that we are getting ready to hit North Korea.
That's my very best intelligence coming out of both my military industrial sources, some of my White House sources. That's why I think the president was brusque in putting down Rex Tillerson in a tweet. Now everybody's talking about the coming Rexit that's coming, because I think he's gone by December. The president's lost confidence in him. Started with Charlottesville when he wouldn't back up the commander-in-chief in an effort to kowtow and brown nose the mainstream media.
And that's why they're saying now, because Rex is addled and senile, I think CNN has still has viewers, but it's just weird, these old people, not these old folks in general, but old folks that still think mainstream media is king when it's so uncool. He has really bad-mouthed the president. He's done a lot. So now they're telling Rex Tillerson resign. Shouldn't Trump fire him before that?
Well, the problem is that when the president exercises that authority, the mainstream media then uses it to show a lack of stability in what is a very tumultuous court. I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. I kind of view the president at this point like the good king, locked in the tower by a group of bad knights who claim to be loyal, but in fact are undermining it. Our obligation is to free the good king so that he can pursue his policies for the people.
No, that's right, Roger. Let's talk soon. Roger works for Infowars.com, StoneColdTruth.com. We're in the middle of a civil war. This is real. This is happening. We're winning, but by the hair of our chin. I mean, this is an epic time. Pray to God. Pray for peace. Pray for freedom. Pray for awakening. The Democratic Party is extending itself, but the Republican establishment is still in power. They're the real enemy. Roger Stone, we'll talk soon.
Alex, great to be with you, as always.
You bet. All right, back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing. David Knight, 8 a.m. tomorrow. Don't forget Owen Schroyer, War Room with the Roger Stone, 3 o'clock p.m. every day. Wow, great job to the crew. What a great crew working 6 days a week. Thank you all for your support. Pray for America. Pray for peace. Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.